This is St. Louis Public Radio. When schools closed in March because of the pandemic, it did more than just cancel classes for high school seniors. It also halted many of the traditions of finishing high school, like prom and graduation. As the school year ended, educators found unique ways to honor the class of 2020. St. Louis Public Radio's Ryan Zelaney spoke with graduates as they went through a unique commencement.
Jalen Taylor was having a great senior year at McClure North High School until the coronavirus pandemic interrupted it.
The corona did get in the way of it, but, you know, I did finish it. You know, we came out, and today we're graduating.
He talked about what it's been like to be a member of the class of 2020. The last few months have been weird and boring. The 18-year-old says motivation for doing classwork all online was hard to find.
Senioritis hit crazy. It was days I would wake up and just see 8 more assignments and just like, you know what, today is not the day. And I just go right back to sleep. But then I realized, like, oh, they got due dates on them. I got to hurry up and do these.
18 is a tough age to be at home with your parents. Just as freedom and independence beckons, you're stuck inside. After graduation, Taylor may not see most of his classmates ever again. The sad reality as life moves forward.
You know, you've been with somebody for 4 years, then, you know, you just don't know them anymore. So that's probably like the toughest thing about graduating and quarantine.
Outside his Florissant home, Taylor tries to get the awkward graduation cap to fit over his hair and takes a few pictures with family. Then it's time for mom, Sharika Coleman, to get everyone loaded up in the car and head to the old St. Louis Mills Mall in Hazelwood.
Instead of a head limit, it's a car limit. So it's like at the drive-in back in the day, whoever you can squeeze in the car can get in on the ticket.
Some families bring 14-passenger vans. Lots of cars are decorated. The sprawling mall complex, now mostly empty and redubbed Powerplex, has hosted graduation ceremonies all week. About 2,700 students plus their families. Cars slowly fill in around a cordoned-off stage and jumbotrons and start the tailgate commencement party.
Congratulations, Soraya. We love you, baby.
Parents, cousins, and grandparents of senior Soraya Cummings were squeezed into this car. Mom, Monique Cummings, says she's thrilled there was a graduation ceremony.
I'm glad they were able to make something happen for them because they've been in the house for the past 2 months. They haven't seen each other, so this is great. They can come out and be able to graduate just like they would have.
The reason we're all in a mall parking lot and not in a gymnasium is to attempt some social distancing. Students walk out of the mall to fill spaced-out seats spread across AstroTurf on the asphalt. Dozens of families abandon their cars and crowd around the fence to cheer. Security does its best to at least keep these crowds small. Speakers take to the podium and students walk across the stage to get their diplomas. Like at a drive-in movie theater, the audio plays on a low-power radio station to listen to in the car.
All right, first up we have Miss Kayla Chanel Anderson.
Honks took the place of applause. All the students are in their traditional caps and gowns, but the class of 2020 also wears face masks with the school logo and graduation year printed on them. Senior Passion Barriere says the day was a little strange.
It's been very memorable, to say the least. I never expected my graduation to go like this, but it's certainly a graduation no one will forget.
For these students, graduation day doubled as a sort of class reunion. They all did their best to follow instructions to only bump elbows. But when someone in a fancy gown says, "You're graduated,"
again, congratulations, class of 2020.
Streamers shoot out of the sky and caps start flying. The instinct is to hug someone, which is what Jalen Taylor does when he sees one of his friends.
Give me a hug. Give me a hug.
I found Taylor afterward. It's not the senior year or graduation he thought it would be, but he made it to the end.
It was amazing. I feel great about myself. I'm happy I'm done with high school.
I'm Ryan Delaney, St. Louis Public Radio.